We are on the fly, and we are at the Air Operations Center today, and that is at the corner of Whitman Road and the Papa Two Taxiway, right in front of the flight line here, where all the magic happens during the air show. And so this year, we're doing air show stuff. And speaking of air show stuff, we have a couple air show people with us. Doreen Hillard is joining me, and she is the you're the hostess of all of this air ops stuff, Doreen.
Yep, the hospitality for the performers in the Hillard Air Ops Center.
Yes.
I've been here at Oshkosh working as volunteer for over 30 years.
Now, this is the second time I've gotten to co-host with you.
Yes.
We did this a number of years back in a different location. What do you think? This is much better, don't
this
you think?
This is great. Yeah. I like the fact that we
activity.
Could see the airplanes behind us and all of the people in action.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So we have a special guest today, Matt Chapman. We understand that you are retiring this year. Is that correct?
That is correct. 37 years.
Wow, yeah. So Doreen is co-hosting with me, and she's got some questions for you, Matt.
Yeah, and I've known Matt a long time, seen him fly for a long time, and really, really like the fact that he was flying an eagle here this week.
Proud to do it.
That's a special place in my heart. As a professional performer here and other shows around the country, what keeps you coming back here specifically to Oshkosh? What magnet?
Well, the magnet itself is Oshkosh and the people associated with it.
Yeah.
You know, to fly Oshkosh, to be invited to fly Oshkosh is an honor. Mm-hmm. It's not a God-given right to come here. Just because you're an air show pilot doesn't mean that Oshkosh needs to have you. So when I got my first invitation from Charlie, it was just a huge honor. And I've been back, I think, almost continuously, with the exception of two or three years over those years. I think 96 was my first time here. And it's the Mecca.
Yeah.
The excitement, the energy, the years I've been coming, it's grown, it's changed, it's so much more than it was. And it's where everything and everybody that matters in aviation and the airshow world in particular to me gather every year. So you see all of your favorite people here. That's what keeps me coming back.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah, I mean, I always enjoy watching Matt fly, and I'm sure everyone else does too. It's going to be sad to see you go.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, but when it's time, it's time, and there's no one reason for me to have reached the decision to hang it up. But as I move on, there are going to be new generation of air show pilots and youngsters coming in, filling my shoes quite capably, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, we've seen Cameron Jaxheimer fly. We've seen there's a whole group of younger generation coming up.
There are. So while you might miss me next year, year after that, it's going to be Matt who?
No.
But I'll come back out and bug you guys.
I'm sure not. I hope so. Please do. And Doreen, what else? You've got a couple
of
things.
Yeah, we hope you come back. You can always come back and see us. We'd love it. What is your favorite airplane you've ever flown?
Favorite that I've ever flown? That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many. Although I haven't flown as many aircraft as you might think I've flown over my 40 or so years of being a pilot. And it's cliche-ish. I think my favorite air show or my favorite airplane that I've ever flown is probably my former air show plane, the Cap 580.
Yeah.
It was just like putting on a Ferrari, and
it
was powerful. It was light. The controls were amazing. It was fun to fly. It was capable. And I'm a small airplane guy, so that's what I like. I've flown a P-51. I've flown a T-6. I have dreams of flying a Spitfire, and those are favorite airplanes on another level. There's a historic kind of sense behind those planes that makes it feel super special because of its history. But for me, out and out, so far it's been the Cap 580.
Yeah, I'm thinking that if you're retiring from this, you're going to have some time to follow those dreams.
One of the things I'd like to do is, while I don't want to perform in Warbirds at air shows, I'd love to get a job, ferrying people's airplanes to or from a show, getting there on Thursday or Friday, sitting in underneath the wing, answering the questions about the specific airplane, and then Sunday flying it home and giving it to the owner, saying, this is broken, fix it, and I'll see you next week.
Well, that is always a challenge when you're performing, is you've got to keep your airplane maintained while you're there.
And that's right. And
it can be a challenge.
As a performer as well, for my 37 years, for the most part, I've been a one-man show. You know, I've done the maintenance myself, I ferried myself, I booked myself, and it's not like it's a difficult job, but it can be very time-consuming.
Well, and that's also unusual in your profession, too, right? Most people have their airplanes moved around. And
to an extent, yep. And then, of course, during the week in between shows, I'm an airline pilot, so I've got to get everything scheduled that
around
way as well.
That, yeah.
So this is kind of can be a very crazy time of year.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Doreen.
I have another question for you.
You
fortunately gotten to meet a lot of people in these years, a lot of your mentors and a lot of people that you've mentored. What pilot is out there that you wish you had met that you never got to get to know?
There are so many. Wow.
That's a big list, right?
The early Barnstormers, the Bill Barbers,
yeah.
the Lijacks, mm-hmm. the Skeltons, the people that really laid the groundwork for what I do today. But in that sense as well, I am so blessed to have met Charlie Hillard, Leo Laudenslager, Bob Hoover, those people mm-hmm. that I can consider good acquaintances and friends
yeah.
over the years.
Yeah, wonderful. So. Well, I've been around a lot longer than you then, because I did see Bill Barber fly here, and he was a good friend, and also Bob Lijack. So, man, I thought we were the same age. Shoot. Oh, that's great. What airplane would you like to fly? What airplane would you like to fly?
He said Spitfire. I heard
yeah,
that.
I grew up in England. I moved to London in 1970, and that's where I became a teenager and got my interest in airshow flying through mm-hmm. RC model airplanes, which I'm still hugely involved with today. My airshow hero in England was Neil Williams, seven-time mm-hmm. national aerobatic champion. I interviewed him for a high school project. You know, he was my idol. On top of the Red Devils, I built a pit special kit when I was a kid, and it had the trifold pamphlet with the Red Devils in it. And I thought those three guys were, the ultimate in their white pants and their red shirts. And that's what I wanted to be.
Sure.
But having grown up on the British Air Show circuit, I'm a huge fan of the Red Arrows, who are doing a U.S. tour this year. I'm going to be flying two shows with them, which I'm super excited about.
Oh, yeah.
But if I had my dream job burying a warbird around a few times a year, it would have to be the Spitfire.
Nice.
They have a very unique sound.
They do. Yeah. And look, and I've sat in them a few times, and it's, you know, I mentioned earlier, I'm a small airplane guy. The Spitfire, you get in it, it feels just like the small airplanes I fly.
Wow.
They just fit. Really cool airplanes.
So it seems like you have a thing to get started. There's got to be somebody out there with Spitfire that would love Matt Chapman to fly it.
Please, yep. MattChapman.com, send me a note.
Sign you up.
Sign me up.
SpitfireForMatt.com.
Right. Yeah. Or we can just do a GoFundMe page and I can buy my own. How's that sound?
Hey, you know, it wouldn't be the first time.
No, it wouldn't be.
How much would that be?
More than you could do on GoFundMe, I'm sure.
Yeah, Spitfire's a nice Spitfire. Is probably how much, Matt?
Probably north of $2.5-3 million,
yeah.
I would guess.
Yeah, talking about a significant amount of money.
Right.
How many of them are there flying, do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
All I need is one, though.
Yeah, right?
So.
That's true. So I am assuming that you still are going to make AirVenture part of your annual pilgrimage, even if you're not performing. You'll be doing some. Are you still going to have any ties with Emory Riddle? Are you going to do some Young Eagle stuff? Are you got?
Well, the relationship I've had with Embry Riddle for the last 13 years has been tremendous. And, you know, you mentioned the word mentoring a little while ago, and it's such a great opportunity for me when I visit the various campuses, or I go around the shows and get to talk to younger people that are interested in aviation and the aerospace industry. It's so cool to be around groups of kids that are so focused and so driven to be involved in the aerospace industry. You know, whether it's being a pilot, being an engineer, meteorology, homeland security, the new drone
urban
direction.
Yeah, it's
you know,
a huge thing.
So it's I'll miss that aspect of not representing the university anymore. We've talked about things I can do within their structure in the future to stay involved with the university, which I'd love dearly to be able to do. I don't know if I'll be back at Oshkosh next year. A year off might be needed. I do have a lot of things planned. I'm restoring two airplanes. As I said earlier, I'm still a huge model airplane builder and flyer.
What are you restoring airplane-wise?
I've just finishing a 1941 J3 Cub.
Oh, okay, great.
It's in fact, I tried to finish it to get it out here to enter in the, to try and get an award.
Yep.
But didn't quite get it finished. And then I have a Bucher Youngman.
Oh, perfect.
The two-seat Bucher.
Another great flying airplane.
They're amazing. And in fact, the Bucher Youngman is the first airplane I ever got an aerobatic ride in when I was in England. And my hero, Neil Williams, invited me to give the to get a ride with him in it.
And that's kind of how it all starts. Cool. Wow.
That's when it started, was that first ride, and it was like, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for joining us today on the radio. It's a big year for you here, and I know you're a very busy guy. And so thanks for joining us and telling us a little bit about yourself and your story.
It's been my pleasure, Jeff. Thank you for inviting me. And Doreen, thanks very much.
Thank you. We wish you the best.
Thank you.
We wish you the best. Doreen, thank you so much for coming out and co-hosting with me. I enjoy it, you know. We've got to make this kind of more of a regular thing, you and I.
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay. JMOG, we're on the fly. It's been a great afternoon here in front of Air Operations Center and right here by the Boeing Plaza. Doing air show stuff. Don't forget to catch that. Yep, there's an airport around here. Don't forget to catch the big Adventures of Avior show today at 4:50 in the air show. And, of course, they'll be seen throughout the week as well. Tomorrow, on the fly, we'll be at the home built, the brand new home built plaza down there. So make sure and come by and see us at 1 o'clock. Jaymont G., thanks for joining us. You're listening to EA Radio.